Here in Washington, where the city and its subway system are considered prime targets for terrorists, transit officials have begun what's thought to be a first-of-its-kind program. They're training passengers to know what to do in case of attack or other disaster. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Since the attacks of 9/11, the Washington area has defended itself in many ways against the chance of another terrorist strike. Roads have been closed off around the Capitol, Jersey barriers set up in front of other federal buildings. The metro system itself installed bomb-proof trash cans and biohazard sensors at its stations. Now Metro is looking to its passengers. On a recent weeknight, about a dozen commuters wearing bright yellow safety vests took the subway to a noisy maintenance garage. There they climbed aboard an under-repair subway car and listened to Metro Safety Officer Victor Size. He didn't mince words as he told them of the dangers lurking just beneath their feet.
Those shoes hanging out in midair on the outside of the car carrying current. And the damn things are exactly below the door. They look exactly like a step. Dead center of the door, they look like a step. If power's up and you use it as a step, it's your last step. Step on the shoe, touch the car, you went to ground, now you're a grease spot in the track bed.
Size points out a number of safety devices inside the subway car. Under a front seat is a small folding ladder to use for evacuations. He demonstrates an emergency lever to open the car's center doors, the ones to use to avoid those deadly shoes.
To evacuate the train, it explains everything you need to do. You just simply get the cover, pull the lever, slide the door in for me, ma'am. Not very hard at all once you release the door.
Captain Jeff Delinsky of the Metro Police says the emergency training is an attempt to familiarize some riders with what he calls the unique environment of the transit system.
They're all Metro riders, and what we're training them to do is to assist with evacuations, both on the train and in the tunnel, and we have a layer on terrorism awareness, so they can be a set of eyes and ears for us and be on the lookout of, you know, for suspicious behavior.
The trainees have been given lessons on how to walk through a subway tunnel on the side that is lighted, thereby avoiding the deadly third rail, and how to use emergency call boxes inside the trains. The hope, says Delinsky, is that trained Metro passengers will be able to assist others in an emergency.
The normal person who may be in a state of panic or maybe a little dazed or confused by the situation at hand will tend to listen to someone who steps up and makes those type of statements, and that's what we're hoping for right here. We think that's very likely to happen.
Richard Donnelly, a retired federal employee who is taking the training, says it's left him feeling better prepared to handle a crisis.
Well, I know a lot more about a Metro car than I knew before. I know how to get out of it. I know that it would be terrible to try to exit some of these doors. It would make the tragedy worse. I know how to find the right one. I know how to open it. I know how to summon help. And I know where the safety equipment is.
The Metro riders taking this initial round of training are volunteers who have already had some training in handling disasters. Metro says it hopes to broaden the program to include everyday riders in the near future. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.